In the weeks since the presidential election, Seattle area residents have marched in the streets, written angry letters to the editor, and joined hands around Green Lake. One Seattle artist had an immediate, visceral response. KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman has our story.
Lucianeer had to work late on election night. By the time she got to her central Seattle home, she was despondent about Donald Trump's victory, and she admits not thinking clearly. Near walked to the traffic circle near her house, and she wailed out her frustration like a howling wolf. One by one, neighborhood women added their voices to hers. This kind of communal ritual infuses all of Near's work. Her troupe, Lucianeer's Theatrical Wonders, mounts large-scale public performances. They incorporate everything from elaborate costumes and sculpture to classical music to audience participation.
You know, my work is all about bringing people together in public space. It's about creating opportunities to participate in a kind of public joy.
That's Near singing at a performance at Seattle's Harbor Steps in 2008. More than a dozen people wearing chef's hats and jackets perform a courtly dance, each holding a large golden egg. Small children leap up from the audience to join the fun. Lucianeer trained as a classical singer and a sculptor, but she didn't imagine combining the two disciplines until many years later, after she moved to Seattle. She witnessed the power of art during the 1999 WTO protests here. At the time, the police were conducting random searches on the street.
And I remember thinking, oh my God, this is so not okay. So I opened up the window and in full voice started singing Ave Maria as these cops were searching people's cars. And I did that because I just wanted to offer another paradigm.
Near believes deeply in the power of a kind and loving community, but she didn't grow up with one. In fact, Near was abandoned at birth.
I grew up not knowing anything about who I was. I didn't know my name. I didn't know my parents' names. And while I was growing up, literally every person I met, I wondered if they were related to me.
Near began to invent new families for herself.
I looked to the public realm for solace and sort of saw potential family everywhere. I think that was really formative for me, especially in terms of the work that I'm doing now, seeing family everywhere.
Lucianeer has created a family of artistic collaborators in the Seattle area. Right now, she's at ACT Theater, developing a project to create closer ties between the city's arts and technology communities. When the post-election tumult fades, she'd like to take some of her large-scale performances outside Seattle's blue bubble.
This election season and the results of it are a call to all of us to move beyond whatever is keeping us from living our big dream or being our full self or whatever it is. And hopefully, together, we can dream some new possibilities.
I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.